Oasis Audio presents Mike and Mike's Rules for Sports and Life by Mike Golick and Mike Greenberg. Read for you by the authors. With excerpts read by Wes Blee. Special appearances by Stacy Stefna Greenberg and Chris Golick.
First hour.
What a great game our national pastime is. A sport of skill, athleticism, strategy, explosive action, and great suspense. Every baseball game starts exactly the same way. Perfect and pristine, and those expectant moments before the first pitch. And then, it's play ball. A swing and a miss. The diving catch. The hard slide. A cloud of dust and a stolen base.
The peanuts. The Cracker Jack. A beer and a hot dog.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
I'm talking about baseball. Helping you out.
No, you're not. You're not helping. You're interrupting. How long have we been doing this show together?
About 4 years.
10 years. And during those 10 years, you've been constantly interrupting me, day in and day out. Now, we're writing a book about our rules for sports. And what do you do on the very first page? I can't believe this is happening. What's wrong with you?
All right, calm down, okay? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. What a great game our national pastime is. A sport of athleticism and strategy, explosive action, and great suspense. Every baseball game starts exactly...
Everyone's read that part already, Greeny.
There you go again. Look, I've spent a lot of time writing this, and I think they'll like it. It's good, and I should start it from the beginning.
So do that. Just tell everyone about the 2002 All-Star Game and how you came up with the dumbest rule in sports.
It's a great rule, Golick.
Here's how it happened. It was the day after the 2002 All-Star Game. The one was called after 11 innings because both teams ran out of players. No winner.